But tonight I will be watching the Hall of Fame game, and I'll be watching. Grant, I understand you're not too excited. You're not too fond of it.
Of what?
The Hall of Fame game, because it's boring. Or it's not.
It is the first half. The first series is really cool.
Okay. Yeah, but after that, it just goes downhill.
Well, if I'm there working, I've worked it twice.
What about halftime?
I don't. I am into the kids, the rookies. So you, I remember how exciting it is.
So you don't care about the guys that are going to be enshrined? The Jared Allens of the world?
Oh, honoring the guys you played against or saw or watched.
Eric Allen, did you play against him?
No, I just remember. I do it for the speeches.
Sterling.
Love Sharp. Sterling. I covered, you know, Packer games when Sterling, he was a beast.
Yeah.
Sterling Sharp was a beast. Remind me of Deebo Samuels. Deebo Samuels reminds me of him. And that glue for hands, strong, come off the ball. Shannon is a Hall of Famer. Shannon Sharp is an absolute freak of nature. But his brother before him, stone cold killer. And it's unfortunate, and he's mentioned it, that they let him go. It's not cold blooded.
Yeah.
It's just life.
But he wanted it to happen. They could have waited 5 days for the announcement.
Why should they?
Why not?
They're trying to generate. They're doing it for themselves.
It's already been months.
I understand that. So it's on purpose. They wanted to hurt him in a way, put him in a compromised position for a reason.
It hurts his brother, too. You're hurting other innocent people.
They don't give a damn.
Clearly.
That's why they did it.
Clearly.
Yeah, this could have been done before or after. But why? Why? They're pissed at him
because,
to me, he was so good.
Yeah. And they paid him a lot of money, too.
Yeah, but they should have. They should have. But when he was doing that, Lakers in five. Man, I almost hemorrhaged laughing while he's on because he made it so funny.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, it was just a good. And these shows, you got to get the right combination, man, because you're rotating a lot of people through. And all of it doesn't work.
Nope. And we're seeing that.
It just doesn't. But I tell you what, him?
Yeah.
Mad Dog on Wednesday? Dude,
I'm not a fan of Mad Dog.
Man, because you're young. You don't even know what most of Mad Dog's talking about.
I mean, I know what Mad Dog Radio is. I've never listened. He is a very irrational guy.
I get it. It's just different.
There's
strawberry, there's vanilla, there's Neapolitan, there's different flavors.
Different is an understatement, Doc. That guy is crazy.
Oh, he's extreme.
Yeah,
no, he's
is.
Extreme.
He takes extreme to the extreme.
He's extreme. But he mentions a part of history that if he didn't mention it, a lot of guys your age would never even know what he's talking about. He forces you to research, forces you to know that there was a game before you and me.
He does.
That is important, because if you don't say it, it doesn't exist. If we didn't go back and talk about the old Negro leagues, some people listening would never know it even happened. They'd never even know, what are you talking about? Who is Satchel Paige? That's why I like what he does.
So we praise him for being essentially an encyclopedia. Yeah.
One day a week.
Yep.
If I do it 5 days a week, it would kill. It wouldn't work. But I think because he's so good at it with all sports, letting you know that, hey, you may think you're something, but there was a guy before you. And it is true.
Yeah.
Because we just blank out history, man. We think the last thing we saw is the greatest thing ever.
I mean, recency bias isn't always the worst.
But you know what I love about Sonny Jurgensen?
What?
Is that people never stop talking about how he threw the football. I don't give a damn who we've had. Number nine?
Bad man.
Slinging it. Just think about how rare it is to have something or someone that transcends the future, and is someone we bring up. Could we just eliminate people? I mean, it is amazing how brutal we are, really, as sports fans. Latest, greatest. Hold it, Slim. Like, I try to always tell myself, I never thought I would mention the Iceman. I hardly ever mention him, and he, to me, Dude, this boy was phenomenal.
You talking about George Iceman Gervin?
Yes. Iceman.
Hey, I'm out on my game out of the hip to an extent.
Let me tell you something. The coldest poster. The coldest poster, sports poster ever. Ever, to me. Iceman.
His finger roll high up the backboard.
It is.
That's where I get my saying from, Doc. I say, this is what I was telling Linnell. I was telling him.
Who?
Linnell. I was telling him.
Oh, BTP. Okay.
Yeah. That I wouldn't use an offensive move on him. All I would do is take two small dribbles, finger roll, high off the backboard, George Iceman Gervin style, every single time. That's all it takes.
George Iceman
Gervin. It's a bad man.
No, I'll tell you what. We did it with food the other day. Doing it with sports and just thinking about some of these cats that played. Like, you really didn't see Jerry West, vintage Jerry West. You've seen him, the logo and all that, but you didn't see him go. Dude, Rick Barry. Pistol Pete was playing now with social media. Man, you would never have heard of half these people. 554, we're scooting out to a break. 301-230-0980. And what? Hey, look, NELL_BTP. Back in a moment.